A fifth student in New Bedford, Massachusetts, has been charged with conspiracy to commit murder for planning what authorities call a Columbine-like massacre at their high school. Law enforcement officials say lessons from Columbine helped them avert a similar disaster in New Bedford. NPR's Tovia Smith reports.
The students' plan in New Bedford was to kill all the teachers, jocks, preps, and thugs they could. According to police reports, they planned to set off a bomb in the high school and then shoot everyone trying to escape the building. Then the students would go to the roof, get high, and shoot each other. Superintendent Joseph Silva is one of many thanking his lucky stars it didn't turn out that way.
We're here celebrating that nothing happened. We could be here talking about a major tragedy that had taken place.
But beneath the celebrating and self-congratulating, nagging questions persist. Many in this gritty Seacoast community are still struggling to understand what could push a student over the edge and why a young person might plot such a violent act.
I wish I had that answer. Who knows what brings people to these types of things?
Since Columbine, Silva says administrators have gotten better at preparing for disaster. The police have gone through drills at the high school, making sure they know how to respond to a worst-case scenario. They've also got two police officers working in the school full-time, getting to know the kids and urging them to report any potential threats. It's exactly what saved the day this time. A 16-year-old girl who wanted to protect her favorite teacher from harm told her what was coming, and the tip was passed to police. Unlike other crimes, FBI officials say school violence is very likely to be leaked like that in advance. So averting tragedy often depends on whether threats are taken seriously. In the New Bedford case, Lieutenant Richard Spurlett says investigators assessed the threat using the FBI profile created after Columbine. That outlines a teen who is easily angered, frustrated, morose, alienated, and unforgiving, among other things.
One of the parties here was the perfect fit for that. It's scary to see the comparison.
Why, then, were such signs not picked up earlier, before the plot was uncovered? The clues were there. Police have found bomb-making material belonging to the defendants before, and several neighbors described the boys as troubled.
He was a not that kid. He was a little psycho at times. You know what I'm saying? He would risk it all on the line. He didn't really care about himself. He didn't really care about anybody. You know what I'm saying?
Rafael Reyes, a 16-year-old neighbor of the defendants, describes the oldest, Eric McKeon, as a troubled and angry kid.
He would worship the devil and all that crap, like headbanging the little sign with the stars and stuff. He would be at the cemetery right up the street next to the Dev Hyde, light up candles and smoke trees and say all kinds of stuff out of books. Like, he tried to get me into it, but I was like, nah, I ain't into that.
Police say they did find satanic material, as well as knives, shotgun shells, and bomb-making instructions at the boys' house, all cues that something was wrong and the kids needed help, according to Greg Satoff, a psychiatrist and consultant on school violence, to the FBI.
They are red flags, and in many cases you see these students taking part in a real culture of death. Oftentimes they feel somewhat dehumanized themselves, and they also devalue those around them. And sometimes the sense of seeing destruction around you makes one feel more stable inside. In a strange sort of way, these students can often feel calmed at their own sense of power and control and destroying things around them. And I think the key is, when does that move from fantasy to reality, and how are we able to pick up on that?
New Bedford school officials say nobody noticed anything unusual about the defendants until their violent plot was exposed. The high school has more than 3,300 students. Officials say they're reevaluating how best to structure the school to ensure that kids don't fall through the cracks. Tovia Smith, NPR News, New Bedford, Massachusetts.